Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Welcome, fishers, to another episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons. And today we're going to embark on another profound journey through the calling of Jesus' disciples. So join me as we dive into the depths of the selection, significance, and the transformative power of their individual journeys. So before we get into this, let's reflect on the significance of each of their callings. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus says to Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." This simple yet profound invitation marked the beginning of a life-changing journey for these fishermen turned apostles. Jesus' call was not just about recruiting followers, but about inviting individuals into a deep, intimate relationship with him and empowering them to be fishers of men. Now, in considering the nature of Jesus' call, we're reminded that he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Jesus saw something special in each of his disciples, despite their shortcomings and limitations. He saw beyond their outward appearances and into their hearts. Recognizing their potential to become vessels of his grace and instruments of his kingdom. Now, as we ponder the significance of Jesus' call, let's also reflect on our own response to his invitation. Are we willing to leave behind our comfort zones and follow Jesus wherever he may lead? Are we open to being transformed by his love and grace? These are the questions worth considering as we explore the calling of the disciples. So the selection of the 12 disciples was deliberate and strategic. Jesus was definitely deliberate and strategic in picking his disciples. In Mark chapter 3, verse 13 through 19, we witness Jesus appointing 12. Each with their own unique backgrounds, personalities, and gifts. From the impulsive Peter to the meticulous Matthew, Jesus saw potential in each disciple and called them to be a part of his inner circle. And their diverse backgrounds and experiences would later serve as a testament to the universality of Jesus' message and the inclusivity of his ministry. It's actually fascinating to note that Jesus didn't choose religious elites or scholars to be his closest companions, did he? Instead, he chose regular, ordinary people from various walks of life. Now, this demonstrates Jesus' desire to reach out to all people, regardless of social status or religious background. The disciples' diversity reflected the rich tapestry of humanity at that time, and served as a reminder that God's kingdom is open to all who are willing to answer his call. Not ours, but his. Now, as we consider the significance of the 12 disciples, let's also reflect on the importance of community and fellowship in our own lives. Just as Jesus called the disciples to be a part of his inner circle, he calls us to walk alongside one another in our journey of faith. Together we can encourage, support, and uplift each other as we all seek to follow Jesus and fulfill his mission here on earth with us. So let's just zoom in on one of the most prominent disciples and my favorite, Peter, also known as Simon or Simon Peter. Now, despite his flaws and shortcomings, Peter emerged as a central figure in the early Christian movement. From his bold confession of Jesus as the Messiah in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, to his denial of Jesus during his trial, Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 through 75, Peter's journey is marked by moments of faith, doubt, and eventually redemption. But Peter's impulsive nature often led him to make mistakes. Yet, Jesus saw beyond his faults and recognized his potential to be a leader in the early church. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." So despite his failures, Peter's faithfulness and commitment to Jesus eventually led him to become a pillar of the early Christian community, reminding us that God can use imperfect people to accomplish his perfect will and his plan. And as we reflect on the life of Peter, let us also consider the importance of perseverance and resilience in our own journey of faith. Like Peter, we're going to face trials, tribulations, and challenges along the way. But if we remain steadfast in our commitment to Jesus, he will strengthen and uphold us. May Peter's story inspire us to trust in God's faithfulness and to keep pressing forward no matter what obstacles, issues, problems that come our way. Another disciple worth examining is Matthew. He's another one of my favorites. He was a tax collector, despised by his fellow Jews for collaborating with the Roman Empire. Yet, Jesus saw beyond Matthew's profession and into his heart, calling him to be a disciple and later an evangelist. So Matthew's gospel stands as a testament to his transformation and his desire to share the good news of Jesus with fellow tax collectors and sinners. Matthew's inclusion among the disciples challenged societal norms and prejudices. And that reminds us that God's grace is available to all of us, regardless of past mistakes or societal status. His story serves as a powerful example of redemption and the transformative power of encountering Jesus. And through Matthew's life, we learn that no one is beyond the reach of God's love and forgiveness. So, as we contemplate the life of Matthew, let us also examine our own attitudes towards those who may be considered outcasts or marginalized by society. Are we willing to extend grace and compassion to everybody, regardless of their past or present circumstances? Now, Matthew's story reminds us of the radical inclusivity of Jesus' message and calls us to embody that same exact spirit of love and acceptance in our own lives. Now, no discussion of the disciples would be complete without addressing the tragic story of Judas Iscariot. He was chosen by Jesus, yet ultimately succumbing to greed and betrayal. Now, Judas served as a cautionary tale of the dangers of misplaced priorities and the consequences of betrayal. Now, despite walking alongside Jesus and actually witnessing his miracles, Judas chose to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Not a lot, right? Judas's betrayal reminds us of the sobering reality of human frailty and the potential for even those closest to Jesus to simply fall away. Now, his story serves as a reminder of the importance of integrity, loyalty, and the gravity of our choices. Now, while Judas's actions ultimately led to his own destruction, his story serves as a warning to us all to guard our hearts and remain steadfast in our faith. As we reflect on the tragic fate of Judas, now examine your own hearts and motives in life. Are there areas in your life where you're tempted to prioritize getting ahead, hustle, 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 worldly gain? Or does your relationship with Jesus stand front and center? So heed that warning of Judas's betrayal and strive to remain faithful and true to Jesus, even in the face of adversity, temptation. It's going to be there. You are stronger than it. So, as we conclude exploring the calling of the disciples, just reflect on the significance of their journeys and how they're going to resonate with your life. Like the disciples, we're called to follow Jesus, to leave behind our old ways and embark on a truly transformative, life-changing journey of faith. Now, their experiences serve as mirrors that reflect our struggles, doubts, and our triumphs as we attempt to navigate the complexities of discipleship in this modern world. Peter's journey teaches us the power of forgiveness and restoration, despite his denial of Jesus. Peter was welcomed back into fellowship with open arms by the resurrected Christ. Now, this reminds us that no matter how far we may stray or how grievous our mistakes, there'll always be hope for redemption through the grace of Jesus. We're called to extend this same grace and forgiveness to others, recognizing that we're all broken vessels in need of God's mercy. Matthew's transformation challenged us to see beyond societal labels and prejudices. As a tax collector, Matthew was shunned by the community, yet Jesus saw potential in him. His inclusion among the disciples highlights the radical inclusivity of Jesus' ministry, which invites us to break down barriers and reach out to those on the margins of society with compassion and love. Judas's tragic betrayal served as a sobering reminder of the dangers of pride, greed, misplaced priorities. His story compels us to examine our own hearts and motives, and ensuring that we remain steadfast in our commitment to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Guard against the subtle temptations that lead us astray, and fix our eyes on the relationship with Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Like they said, two or more gathered, miracle happens. Having strong faith, that will get us through. So as we reflect on the lives of the disciples, let's just consider the call to discipleship in our own world. Jesus' invitation to come follow me is not just a one-time event, but a daily decision to surrender our will to his plan and for us to walk in obedience no matter what. That requires sacrifice, perseverance, and a willingness to step out in faith, trusting that God will equip and empower us for that journey ahead. Because he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And there's a difference. Now, the legacy of the disciples lives on through the early Christian church and continues to impact the world today. And their unwavering commitment to spreading the gospel in the face of persecution, adversity, and everything else serves as an inspiration to all of us, from the shores of Galilee to the ends of the earth. The disciples' faithfulness laid the foundation for the global movement known as Christianity. And their example challenges us to consider our own legacy and the impact we're making on the world around us. Are we living lives that reflect the love and compassion of Jesus? Or are we just going with the way the world goes? Are we going to actively engage in sharing the good news of being saved with those around us? That's up to us. The disciples' dedication to their calling served as a powerful reminder that we are called to be the salt and light in a world desperately in need of hope and redemption. We're the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We can preserve His word, light it for the rest of the world in front of us to see. So, as we bring this episode to a close, I'll just leave you with a challenge. Reflect on the calling of the disciples and consider how their journeys resonate with yours. Are you willing to answer Jesus' call to follow Him, wherever it may lead? Can't be afraid. You don't know how good you can be with Jesus on your team. Are you ready to step out in faith and become a fisher of men in your own world, in your own community? How about start in your own house? May the stories of Peter, Matthew, Judas, and the other disciples inspire you to live lives of courage, faith, and obedience to God's calling. And may you be empowered by the Holy Spirit to make a difference in the world around you, sharing the love and grace of Jesus with everybody that you encounter in your life. So once again, thank you for joining us on this journey through the calling of the disciples. I'm your host. My name is Pastor Kevin Tyler Lyons. This is the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. And we are the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope Ministry. So until next time, may God bless you abundantly, and may you continue to shine His light in the world. God bless.